Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Well, thank you for joining us today on our podcast. Thank you for joining this podcast. I hope this podcast today will touch you today. I just allow the Lord to touch your life with this podcast today that you can grow in your relationship with God. Well, how you doing? I know usually I just start off with prayer, then I start talking a little bit and start going at today's lesson, but I just want to just be kind of relaxed a little bit for a little bit and just hope you had a good day. I hope you've seen how the Lord has touched you today. I hope the Lord has been, how you have seen God being with you all day is what I'm trying to say. I hope you've had a good day in the Lord. I hope the Lord is lead, guide, and direct you today. I hope you had a good day and just bless His name. And I hope you've just enjoyed your day. Because always remember, enjoy the day, enjoy every day that God gives you. Somebody always says, how was your day? And I said, well, I enjoyed this day. And well, somebody said one time, well, what's so special? Why did you enjoy this day more than yesterday? I said, I enjoy every day because I enjoy every day that the Lord has given me. And we have to be like that. Let's have that mindset of being and thanking Him and blessing Him for what the day He has given us and how He has been there right there with us. Because God is always right there with us. So I hope you've had a good day and everything. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for tuning in this podcast. Hope this podcast will be a blessing to you today. Before we get started, let's pray. Any prayer requests you have or need you got, you just give it to God as we pray. And we're going to pray that God will stir our heart today, touch our heart today with this podcast, that we can take this podcast and apply it to our life and grow in our relationship with Him. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come to you right now, we thank you, Lord, for this time. Lord, who's ever listened to this podcast, stir their heart right now for your glory. Stir their heart right now, Lord. They can take this podcast and apply it to their life and grow in their relationship with you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. We bless you for this day, for what you have done for us, Lord. Lord, just touch us right now, Lord, for this next little point in time, Lord, that we can take this podcast and apply it to our life and grow in our relationship with you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this week on this podcast right here is what I'm trying to say. Forgive me. I stuttered there for a minute. Forgive me. Got a little tongue-tied there for a minute. I want to do a series on God is good. And I want to take it from Psalms 34. Now, I did Psalms 34, verse 1, two podcasts ago. So if you go back two podcasts from this one, you'll see it says, bless God. Go back to that one, says, bless God. And that's right there. It's going to be part of this series. Because in this series, I want to point out, in Psalms 34, I want to point out certain areas and promises and how God is here with you and how that He's always here with you. And I want you to understand and apply Psalms 34 to your life because it shows the people that are happy that they put their trust in God. So I kind of want to do like a verse-by-verse teaching with these podcasts on this next series now that you can take them and apply them to your life. Like I said, I've already done Psalms 34. One says, bless God. That was the title of it. Bless God. Said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. So if you go back to that one, that will kind of start this series. But now I want to do verse 2. If you have your Bibles and you go to Psalms 34, verse 2. As we look at this verse here, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Okay? Look at verse 2 right there. My soul makes it boast in the Lord. If we took that right there, what is that saying, Brother Adrian? It says boast. When we think of boast, what do you think about? Well, we think about in the physical how bragging, right? Always boasting about ourselves, bragging about what we can do and how we can do this and how we can do that and everything. And we always look at boast as a physical part of our lives about bragging about ourselves, making ourselves better than everybody. But in the Bible, when it says boast here, it says, my soul shall make it boast in the Lord. What that means is that we boast in God, that we tell the goodness of God what He has done for us and how the goodness of God is right here with us at all times. That's what it means when it says boast in the Bible, that we're bragging on God. Let's brag on God a little bit. We have a whole lot to brag on God for, don't we? My brothers and sisters, if we look at it right now in our lives, we have a whole lot to brag on God about, don't we? How He has been right here with us, If you take and look at your life in different stages and how God has touched you, how God has been there for you, how God's healed you, how He's comforted you, how He's always been right there with you, you got a lot to brag about, don't you? Yeah, we all do. We all have a lot to brag about. And that's what God wants us to do. Yes, He wants us to, our soul, to boast in Him. He wants us to brag about Him and tell people the goodness of God and what God is doing in our lives and how He can do the same just for that next person that you're talking to. Yes, brag on God. There's nothing wrong with bragging on God. Brag on how good He is. Tell people what He's done for you. Tell people how He's delivered you. Tell people how He's touched you. Hallelujah. And tell people His goodness of His love, that He gives you comfort, that when we need it, it's always right there. It's always right there. So if you think about that verse right there, how can I boast in the Lord? How can I brag on God today? What can I thank God for today for? As you listen to this podcast, if you either you listen to it in the morning time or noon or the midday time or the night time, think about whatever time you're listening to, think about the last 24 hours, how God has been there with you. Think about what God has done for you. Think about what a situation you might have been in and how He's brought you through it, and brag on Him. You know, I do talk about that a lot in our if you listen to the past podcast, and I do talk about what, you know, tell what God has done for you as your testimony. I want you to really understand that. Tell people what God's done. Be that living example. Be that shining light. Because in all reality, and I know you heard this before because this is an old saying that we've said for years and years, is that sometimes you're the only Bible people even read. It's your life that's lived out. It's your life that's that living example of living this word out. I know we've heard that before, but it's true. We live this word out in our lives. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. If we live this word out in this public, in this day and time, in this world, we're going to be a shining light. But it says right here, verse 2, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Boast on God. Brag on God. Hallelujah. Give Him glory. Hallelujah. Like I said, think about what He's done for you. Whenever you're listening to this, think back the last 24 hours, how God has touched you, how He's been there with you, how He's, whatever situation He has done for you, just give Him glory. And then go tell someone what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Because that right there, when we do that right there, oh hallelujah, we are showing God we love Him. Hallelujah. We're showing God we love Him and we want to praise Him. And I want you to understand is that when you see boast in the Bible, it talks about bragging on God, not bragging on ourselves. We have to remember now, we're not bragging on ourselves. We're bragging on what God is doing, the goodness of God. God is good, just like I'm going to name this series here, God is good. And we're bragging on God, bragging on what He's doing in our lives, bragging on how He's always been there for us. Because He's brought you comfort, hadn't He? He's brought you joy, hadn't He? He's brought you peace, hadn't He? He's brought you healing, hadn't He? He's always been there for you, hadn't He? When you're there in the midnight hour, God shows up, don't He? Hallelujah. His presence overfills our life. Hallelujah. He's always been right there, and He always will be right there. He's right there with us. Hallelujah. So it says in verse 2, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Brag on God. Tell people what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Let the goodness of God come out in your life and brag on God and tell people what He's done for you. Just brag on God. Hallelujah. Just brag on Him. Just saying, thank you, Father, what you've done. Like I said, you're not bragging on yourself. You're bragging on God. You're giving God the glory. Hallelujah. And tell people what He's done for you. And that's what it means. Is when you boast in the Lord, you're bragging on God. And the Bible clearly says, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Brag on God, hallelujah. Because that's what that means. You're not bragging on personal self. Always remember, you're not bragging on your personal self. You're bragging on God, hallelujah. Now, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Oh, magnify the Lord. Give Him glory, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Give Him glory. If you give Him glory, hallelujah. just magnify him. Exalt his name, hallelujah. Give him glory, hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name. Give him glory. Exalt his name forever in your life and just give him, magnify him and thank him for what he's done. Just like I said, you're bragging and you're boasting. It says your soul is boasting the Lord. You're bragging on God. Now you're giving him glory for what he's done. Now, you're giving him glory, hallelujah. You're bragging on God. Give him glory. Exalt his name before the people. Give him glory in your life today. Hallelujah. Exalt his name. It says, oh, magnify his name. Magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Let your life be a living worship for God. Let your life be a living testimony for him. Let your life be that living worship for him. Hallelujah. And magnify his name. And exalt his name. Praise him every day. Because if you go back to verse 1, it says, the praise of his mouth shall be, the praise of him shall be in my mouth. Continue. Give him glory every day. Praise him every day. When you wake up, give him glory. When you lay down, give him glory. Give him glory throughout the day. Hallelujah. He loves to hear the praises of his people. Because we are his creation. We are his creation. So if you look right here in Psalms 34, I took verses 2 and 3 with this podcast because I've already did verse 1 with bless God. Now verses 2 and 3, brag on God, boast in him and brag and tell people what he's done for you, but also magnify and give him praise every day. Exalt his name every day before the people, before your day. Hallelujah. And show the people that you're living testimony, that your life is living out this word of God. Hallelujah. But if you look and throughout this chapter here, I want to break it down and give you like verse by verse teaching of this so that you can apply this to your life. Because there's so much more in here in this chapter that there's a promise in here. How's God's always been here with you. And I really want us to go over that over the next several times of this series here. God is good. So application today, like I said. Boast in the Lord. Let your soul boast in him. Brag on God. Tell people what he's done for you. But magnify his name every day. Give him praise and give him glory. That's how you can apply this right here. This is how you can apply this lesson to your life today. Just give him glory. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. And give him glory. Magnify that Lord. Magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Magnify him. Glory. Hallelujah. Right now, we're going to end this in a praise. I'm going to call this praise time. And I want you to lift your hand. I want you to say, thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we magnify you. Thank you, God, for the blessings that you have done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives today. We praise you for all the blessings you have given us. And thank you, God, for always being here with us. We're just going to do a little praise break. Hallelujah. Glorify him. Magnify his name right now above all names. God is worthy of our praise. He is our Father. Hallelujah. He loves us. Hallelujah. His glory. Just put your hands in the air and just give him glory. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Wherever you're at, just give him glory. Let your praise, hallelujah, get your praise on, as you can say in the church every we do our praise and worship. Just praise him and glorify him. We don't have to have song and music to keep us going. We can do it ourselves. Hallelujah. Just start talking, telling how much you love him. Hallelujah. How much you love him. How much you adore him. How much you want more of him in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope today's podcast has been a blessing to you. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. Now, let's pray. Any need that you have, just give it to God right now. Whatever need you have, I want to pray that God will touch that need right now for his glory. Just give it to him. And as we pray, we're going to praise him at the end again. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come to you right now, Lord, I pray whosoever listens to this podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you just be with them, God, right now. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you touch their need, whatever need they have, touch it right now for your glory, Father God. Let your glory shine in life right now. Let your glory touch them. Let your presence, hallelujah, glory to God. Let your presence touch them right now for your glory, Father. Lord, we thank you, God, that we can come together right now, Lord. I pray whosoever listens, be with them, bless them, touch their situation. Give them comfort and peace for your glory, Father. And we thank you for what you're doing for us. We praise you for always being here with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to today's Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and hope you've liked it. If you like this, hit the like button. Also, if you're listening with listener podcast, share it on Facebook. Share it on your social media. Get the word out. Share it with your friends and people that you know and everything and just share it that way. We'd love to see that. Love to hear about that. Also, if you like the show, leave some comments. Love to hear how the show has touched you, how God is using this to grow in your relationship with Him. So I appreciate everyone that's out there listening to our podcast. I really appreciate each and every one of you listeners. I know I'll never get to see you face to face, but I'm praying for you. And here's how I pray for you. I just want you to remember this. I might not never see you face to face, but you always hear my voice and you always see a picture. I mean, you know what I look like. But I might not never see you face to face, but I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the podcast listeners. And God knows all about you. God knows each and every one and knows everything about you. And all I have to say, God, is touch my podcast listeners and be with them that's listening to this podcast and touch them for your glory. And that's how I pray for you, that God will touch you, lead, guide, and direct you, comfort you, and give you peace, and give you His grace, and give you His love. Hallelujah. And I appreciate it. I know you're listening either here in the United States and then overseas. And I appreciate every listener that I have in this world, that God loves us. God loves us. Always remember that. Also, if you're listening to podcast, go to our Facebook page, Words of Encouragement by Adrian Raymond. You can listen to our podcast episodes. You can see some videos. You can also see some writings that I have done there. And also, that is linked with the podcast is on there. So you can always listen to our podcast on our Facebook page. Well, I appreciate you listening. I want you to have a blessed day. Thank you. Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. This is your midweek encouragement. Have you just listened to our podcast on about boast in the Lord and exalt His name? That right there, I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about this question. Have we boast in the Lord today? Have we boast in the Lord? Have we bragged on God today? Think about that for a minute. Have you told someone about the goodness of God in our lives? Okay. You think about that. And if you have, and if you think, hey, I'm going to go tell somebody, go out and tell somebody. But I also want you to think about this. Have we exalt His name today? Have we give God the glory due to His name today? Just think about these two questions as you listen to our podcast. If you hadn't listened to it, you can go back and listen to it. Think about these two questions. But if you have listened to it, how have you took these two questions and apply them to your life? Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've enjoyed our midweek encouragement podcast. It has been a blessing to you. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listening to this podcast right now, pray, Lord, you touch them right now. Just be with them. Touch their need for your glory, Father God. And just bless their day and be with them. And lead, guide, and direct them for your glory, Father God. And let your love shine in their life. Let your glory shine in their life. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to our midweek encouragement. Have a blessed day.